Welcome to Briefings and Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary. I'm Ethan Banks. It is March 8th, 2019, and here's what's happening. I had a briefing with Instana a few weeks ago. The Instana folks reached out to me because as a guest on the Cloudcast earlier this year, I lamented that there are no application performance monitoring tools that correlate infrastructure with app performance in the cloud-native era. Instana thought that wasn't quite fair and wanted to walk me through what they could do. What is Instana then? Maybe it's key to look at what Instana is not. Instana is not old school application performance management or APM. Many of the Instana folks came from that world, but traditional APM tools function most effectively with infrastructure that's static. That is, you build out a network and servers and storage, and it's likely to sit there like that for years. Applications aren't likely to change much either, only occasional releases, and in that sort of an environment, you can set up monitoring and it works fine for a long time. You can build out your dependency trees because you know they're not going to change that much, and you can keep up with the tweaks needed to the monitoring as infrastructure slowly evolves or new apps are rolled out. But cloud-native applications are not like this. Instead of a few large apps, you have many small apps, microservices, talking to each other to deliver a larger app to the business, and these microservices are built programmatically, probably spun up by an orchestrator, and there's a decent chance that orchestrator's Kubernetes. And why is all of this happening? Because instead of quarterly or even annual software releases, application updates are being released all the time. Small changes are deployed to minimize risk, and they're done in a way that they can be rolled back if there are problems. Therefore, new app instances are being spun up constantly. And that means there's new infrastructure to be monitored. Constantly. And no human can keep up with that sort of infrastructure consumption model, and this is why old-school APM products don't work effectively in a cloud-native environment. Enter Instana. Instana is modern, automated application performance management. How do they do this? An agent sits on a host or in a container and performs continuous real-time discovery and monitoring of all components. But wait, you say, I have to install an agent? That doesn't sound very automatic to me. Right, well, agent installation can be automated too. When Kubernetes spins up a new instance, the Instana agent installs along with it. When this agent is installed, what does it do? It monitors over 100 different technologies such as Docker, Java, Tomcat, Kafka, Cassandra, MongoDB, Node.js, RabbitMQ, Lambda functions, and much more. The focus is on modern application stacks, and there's a whole support matrix on Instana's website. Once that agent is running, it starts discovery and data collection automatically. And in the briefing, Instana showed me an agent installation. That agent then discovered Kubernetes and started monitoring a pod. And that led to the discovery of Docker containers. And then container monitoring led to discovery of processes. And then monitoring those processes led to the discovery of JVM. And that led to monitoring of Spring Boot app. And no human had anything to do to make that happen. The data that is gathered by the agent is sent to a centralized spot for analysis, which is where the Instana magic happens. And you get three important things here. One, automatic distributed tracing. A user makes a request to an app, and the entire path that request takes is followed through the host, the container, and the processes. Two, log event correlation. That is, log events are being correlated with anomalies, notable things that Instana has noticed. Three, root cause analysis. RCA is presented as an incident of related events all rolled up into a single actionable item. In the briefing, Instana showed me an example where 21 events were rolled up into a container out of memory incident. Now, there's more you can do with Instana. For example, use EC2 tags to define an application, giving Instana the metadata it needs to automatically create an application performance dashboard. You can extend the built-in knowledge management rule set with your own rules. You can monitor your app delivery stack from different perspectives, including infrastructure, application, and website or user. Now, one thing Instana doesn't do is monitor beyond the host. While it could tell you that the local NIC is dropping packets, Instana isn't capable of monitoring a data center fabric, so don't throw out your NPM just yet, and I'm going to have to keep waiting for my super ultimate titanium-plated all-in-one monitoring tool with chrome tailpipes and flames on the side. If you think Instana could help with some monitoring challenges you've got, visit Instana.com. The website has a lot more information, including pricing details. And that was Briefings and Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, visit PacketPushers.net, where you can subscribe for free. And for even more great information and to support us directly, become a member at Ignition.PacketPushers.net.